Welcome to Parshas Shavua. This week's Parsha is Parshas Truma. I apologize for doing the podcast late this week. It's been a hectic week on many fronts, so here we are. But I didn't want to miss it completely, so I'm just going to share with you a short idea on Parshas Truma. Parshas Truma, of course, is the Parsha where Hashem tells us to build a Beis HaMikdash, v'asu l'migdash v'shachanti b'soicham. Make for me a mikdash, make for me a sanctuary, a tabernacle, and I will dwell among them, Hashem says. Now, the Mefarshim point out, of course, that this is a ongoing, eternal mitzvah. The Pasuk, it's talking about the Mishkan that was in the desert, but it's actually an eternal mitzvah fulfilled throughout the ages in different ways, whether it was to build a Beis HaMikdash, whether it's to build shuls, or to, by extension, also to build our own home, to be a mikdash for Hashem, and to use the Mishkan as a spiritual model. So I'll just share two ideas. One is, if you look at the mikdash, what creates the mikdash? So what creates the mikdash is different vessels. So we have, for example, things that are very spiritual. The aron, the ark, the menorah, the candelabra, the lights of the candelabra represent the soul. The seven candelabra, the Kabbalah teaches us, represents seven different types of personalities, chesed, gevur, and so on. But it's the neshama. When they will light the menorah, it's about elevating the soul, because we know that Ner Hashem, Nishmas Adam, the candle of Hashem, is the neshama of man. And of course, you know, even the Mizbeach, they bring incense. The incense was much more representative of a spiritual inner connection with Hashem and so on. So that's that. But then we also have vessels in the Mishkan that were much more symbolic of our physical and mundane self. One of them, for example, is the Shulchan, the table upon which they put the 12 breads. Those 12 breads, the Mefarshim explained, was representative of our parnasa, our sustenance, our physical well-being. We also had the outer altar, the big altar, upon which they brought sacrifices. And again, in Hasidic philosophy, the sacrifices is representative of offering up to Hashem, connecting us, our animal self, to Hashem. We each have a godly soul and an animal soul. The animal soul is our egocentricity, our animalistic impulses, our very sort of baseline sort of animalistic ways of doing things, which we have to channel and work with and elevate and refine and so on. The point is that to have a Mishkan for Hashem, we need both. You can't only serve Hashem in the spiritual and then the rest of the day do what you want. A building for Hashem, a home where Hashem feels comfortable, is a home where both the spiritual and the physical are holy. Even the mundane, the things we eat, the way we live, our intimacy, everything that comes from the more physical, animalistic part of us, also has to be part of the Mishkan. And that's what Hashem means, v'asuli mikdash, make for me a mikdash, and I will dwell among them. The mikdash is a holistic thing and includes both. We have to have spiritual moments. We have to learn. We have to daven. We have to energize the spiritual part of ourselves, our soul, our spiritual soul, our godly soul. But at the same time, we also have to let that guide and inspire and elevate the physical part of our lives, our own physicality, our physical surroundings. That should all be in line with creating a building that Hashem, where Hashem feels comfortable. And how does that happen, essentially? So we also learned that when Moshe Rabbeinu went to the Mishkan, as long as the Mishkan was around in Moshe Rabbeinu's time, all instructions to Moshe Rabbeinu was done through Hashem's voice in the Mishkan. And when Moshe Rabbeinu would come to the Mishkan to hear, if he was called to the Mishkan, to hear the word of God, the word of Hashem always came from the top of the ark, the top of the Orem. That's what it came from. The instructions came from the top of the Orem. In our own Mishkan, it's the same thing. The Oren is representative of Torah. That's where the Ten Commandments were kept. That's where the Gemara tells us Sefer Torah was kept. It symbolizes the Torah and Torah's teaching. A Mishkan is a holistic building that has many different components, physical and spiritual. But the voice of Hashem, the clarity, the values, the guide for everything that we do, physical and spiritual, is the voice of God that comes from the top of the Oren, basically the Torah. The guidance of the Torah, the values of the Torah, and the study of Torah is what guides both parts of our lives, the physical and the spiritual, and that's how we build a Mishkan. But there's a further part, and that is a Mishkan cannot be built for ourselves. A Mishkan must inspire others as well. And this goes back to an interesting idea, which is representative in two parts of the Beis HaMikdash. Not the Mishkan so much, but when the Beis HaMikdash was built in Jerusalem, we learn that Shlomo HaMelech built windows. Now, the walls of the Mishkan, of the Beis HaMikdash, were very thick. In ancient times, windows to let in light was built in the way where it was built as an opening in the wall, which was narrow on the outside, so the sun could come through, and then wide on the inside, so the rays of the sun could spread forth. And that's how light would come in and illuminate a house. In the Beis HaMikdash, he built the windows the opposite way around, narrow on the inside, wide on the outside. And the reason for that is because the Beis HaMikdash's purpose was not only to receive light, it was to spread light, to give light to others. Another way where we find this is a fascinating manuscript of the Rambam. The Rambam talks about the menorah. The menorah was a vessel in the Beis HaMikdash that was very decorative in the very specific details in the Torah of how you're supposed to build the menorah. And one of the ways is with decorated with cups. They were like cone-like cups, that every branch of the menorah had a few of these, and it was very beautiful. The Rambam, in his own hand, he drew a sketch of the menorah. And you see an amazing thing there, that he also puts the cups on every branch and all the places where the cups were, but he draws them upside down. It wasn't cups in the right way up, it was upside down cups. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe once explained a beautiful idea similar to that thought we just had. A cup when it's upright is receiving. A cup when it's upside down is giving. The light of the menorah was not for the Beis HaMikdash, was not for the Mishkan, it was to give to others. And I think that's such an important lesson for our own Beis HaMikdash. Our Beis HaMikdash, our home that we build, that is a home where God will feel comfortable, where there's physical and spiritual, where we're trying to be guided by the light of the Torah and the voice of God that comes from the top of the Oren. We need one more component. We need to know that it's a house that's not just insular and holy on its own, but is also inspiring our community, is also inspiring others. It's shedding the light beyond the walls of that Beis HaMikdash or that Mishkan that you are building. So that's just some lessons we can learn of how to build our own personal Beis HaMikdash from this week's Parsha and from the Mishkan that was built in the desert. Wishing you all a great day and a very good Shabbos.